Hello, everyone. It's been long due. Oh my goodness. I think it's been 2 years since I recorded an episode. And I want to start with giving you an update on my life. It's been so long. I've been missing this space so long. It's one of those things that when I was setting up for today, I was like, wow, I really do miss this. I really miss the mic was in the closet and recording and connecting with you in this different way. So, thank you for listening. Those of you that don't know me, my name is Dr. Lidiana Garcia. I'm a psychologist, a coach, a very soon published and hopefully bestseller author. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of all of that in this episode. So, let's start with what happened since 2022. So, I think I mentioned right now, I don't even know what I was talking. I was postpartum with Luna when I was recording those last episodes. So, mama brain right now, we moved to Florida in summer 2022. We bought a home here, moved to Florida to be closer to my family, to be closer to Puerto Rico so we can go more, also to be closer so our family from Puerto Rico, especially my sister-in-law, my kid's auntie, can also come more. Like, she loves coming and her schedule is a little more flexible for that. So that's why we move. And actually, I think we've gone to Puerto Rico since we moved here like 4 times. So I'm telling you, it's in that sense, we are applying that aspect of being closer home. We also got a doggy. So we got a schnauzer again, who's laying in the floor next to me and hopefully doesn't bark. But if you hear her here and there, she's becoming my coworker. She loves sleeping next to me when I'm working here in the office or guest room slash office. So that's a little bit of the update. It was a very intense move, just like how I kind of prepped for it and thought that it would go in terms of when we moved here. There was like several blood related accidents. Like, my son cut open his head in the most weirdest way. And then my daughter did in the middle of the hurricane as well. And my husband, who was cutting some fruits, he cut with the new knives a little bit on his finger. It was like some of that. And there were some illnesses and some difficulties as you adjust to a new place. My son still asked to move back to California, but he made tons of friends. The community that we moved to, we have a lot of neighbors that are also moving from other parts of the US. So it's good. It's a lot of families with little kids. There's a playground nearby. And the other day, as I was driving in, I was like, oh my God, this is full. There were like, I would say like 25, 30 kids at that playground playing around. So being able to be in a place that my kids can go outside, go to the backyard, go and I've met the neighbors. It's so beautiful. I'm talking about my son. He's actually having a childhood that I wanted when I was growing up because I grew up in the countryside. So my neighbor was my grandma, and even though I love my grandma, and it was so beautiful, everything. At the same time, I always had this, visioning and wishing that I was in a living in a community that I had neighbors with kids, and he has that. Like, sometimes on the weekends, I feel like I'm his personal what's the word? Not advisor, but his personal assistant. Like, the door is always knocking, like, where's Tiago? Where's Tiago? All that. So in overall, things are good. And that's about the moving into Florida. Something else, another update is, which is why I haven't been here for this long time. Part of it was that I obtained a Florida license, the psychology license. So now I am back to seeing, like, being full time in my private practice, what full time means for me. And I am part of ALMA. For those, well, if you're in the US, most likely you're listening. Most of the listeners are from the US, ALMA. So I take now several insurances, which is great. And so I'm able to see people in Florida and in California. And also, I go into an office part time on Thursdays and starting to see people here in Florida in person, which I miss so much. It's not my off like full office yet. I am still considering that option down the road, but for the moment, this setup is working. So that's about the practice. The other update is I'm still doing coaching. So I'm doing coaching with mostly like if it's a business related, it's mostly with therapists or people in the healing modalities to help them birth and their kind of aligned with their soul gifts, businesses and offerings. And I'm loving that. I'm also attracting a lot of like new therapists in that area with the coaching, and I love helping them kind of like coaching slash mentoring so they can kind of jumpstart their journey. And I think I should say this other one first. So I wrote a freaking book. I was gonna say I wrote a book, but you know, I'm gonna have to put that this one has bad words. I wrote a book. I don't ask me like, do you want it? Like, well, it's not, don't ask me. Let me retract that. What I meant with that is if you know me personally, I've never spoken that I wanted to write a book. It all happened in alignment after I moved here. I recorded an episode of a podcast in Spanish in LA before moving here. After that episode came out, the person listened to it, contacted me, and has been it was over a year of back and forth with different ideas. And then I signed a contract in the summer and started writing over the fall. It was an intense 6 to 7 months of writing, of missing my son's soccer games and the weekends. And I felt like I was back to school. It was so interesting because February came and I was stuck writing chapter four. And I saw this on Facebook, you know, how you get like new updates or things that you've published in the past. Around 10 years ago, I was also, yeah, no, 2008. So how many years is that? 14, 15 years ago, I was, or even more, sorry, math right now. Yeah. I'm actually good at math, but I need a calculator. It's not that I have memorized those numbers, but I'm good at algebra and that kind of stuff. Anyways, what I was going to say about that is around that time, February in that year, I was also writing chapter four. And I remember struggling with chapter four. And when I was writing my book, chapter four was also a challenging one. And I felt like I was back to that. I had to like really turn off a lot of things that I was plugged to and things that I was doing, my availability with previous clients and stuff. I had to really explore the whole concept of boundaries. And I'll record an episode sharing more about that, but I just want to say that piece. So I really laser focus. That way I was able to compartmentalize, and Mondays was the day that I was writing the book and I clear my schedule for that. And then the other days that I was doing the coaching and therapy, and I had to be very black and white in terms of boundaries. So I was able to do this because even though we're in Florida and we have family closer, there's still, it's very limited the support that we receive. And it's basically me and my hubby just figuring all of it out. But I wrote a book, which is to celebrate. It's right now in the process of being edited by the editor. It's going to be published with Planeta Mexico, and it's a book in Spanish. And it's about transforming the mother wound and a loving, una mirada amorosa, with like a loving way of seeing it, integrating intergenerational, integrating female and masculine energy, the great mother, nature, and all those kind of things. So we'll see. I know when I signed the contract, it said that the book could be translated. If it is, I'll let you know as soon as I can, and hopefully you are able to also read it. And if not, if you're listening to me in English, but you also understand Spanish and you read Spanish, then that book will be for you. I still don't have the title because all of that is being in the making. This next few months are all of that, but the manuscript is done, which is, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Talking about the book, which gives me to this next piece of what I wanted to share of this update. I know this podcast is bilingual, and I'm still trying to figure out what to do with that and what would be the best course of action. But the next few episodes that I'm going to do are going to be solely in Spanish. So I'm sorry for those of you that don't speak Spanish. I am doing that because I am also promoting a circle that I want to do in May, honoring Mother's Day, about helping people transforming their mother wound with some basic skills. So that circle will be in Spanish, and my book is in Spanish. So this next few episodes will be in Spanish. My hope, I don't want to make any promises, but my hope is down the road to be able to translate the next episodes in English so that way you can have them. But for now, I'm just going to publish the next few episodes in Spanish. There's going to be six plus the updates, so seven so far. So yeah, just want to give you that update. And I'm trying to see if there's anything else. Oh, I also, talking about that topic, started a new coaching offering, which is working with mothers and daughters, or I'm open also more mothers and son, but it's basically on how to really work with your mother on helping improve the relationship. This is based on all the information I gather and wrote for the book, and also on my over 15 years of experience working with families. I used to work a lot with mothers and sons, mothers and daughters, and I loved it. I miss it, and now I'm ready to bring it back in a coaching kind of program so we can really help transform that mother wound. That one, it's in either in Spanish and English. Right now, at the moment, I am full, but I'm just letting you know in and when I said right now as I'm recording this, but maybe when you're listening to this, I am not. So if you're interested in that, definitely send me an email. And thank you so much for listening in. I hope I can record the other episodes that I'll be publishing in Spanish and English very soon. And in the meantime, thank you again. Hope you have a great day. I'll give you updates as the book are coming so that way you can also know about that. Also, let me know how are you? How are you doing? What's new? You can send me an email. You can see all the information here in the show notes. And until next time, take care. Bye.